The Zest Radio Show Halloween Extravaganza, Safety Tips for Kids News. Safety Tips for the Kiddies. There are many ways to keep your child safe at Halloween when they are more prone to accidents and injuries. The excitement of children and adults at this time of year sometimes makes them forget to be careful. Simple common sense can do a lot to stop any tragedies from happening. For instance, if you help your child pick out or make a costume that will be safe, make it fireproof. The eye holes should be large enough for good peripheral vision. Also, if you set jack-o'-lanterns on your porch with candles in them, make sure that they are far enough out of the way so that kids' costumes won't accidentally be set on fire. Also, make sure that if your child is carrying a prop such as a scythe, butcher knife, or a pitchfork, that the tips are smooth and flexible enough to not cause injury if fallen on. Very good common sense, I must say. Mwah! This is a good safety tip. Kids always want to help with the pumpkin carving. Small children shouldn't be allowed to use a sharp knife to cut the top or the face. There are many kits available that come with tiny saws that work better than knives and are safer. Although you can be cut by them as well, it's best to let kids clean out the pumpkin and draw a face on it, which you can carve for them. Treating your kids to a spooky Halloween dinner will make them less likely to eat this candy that they collect before you have a chance to check it for them. Isn't that wonderful? Make them a big, big Halloween dinner. What could it consist of, I wonder? Maybe spider legs? Witch's fingers? Something like that. Teaching your kid basic everyday safety, such as not getting into cars or talking to strangers, watching both ways before crossing streets, and crossing with the lights when they are green. This will help make them safer when they are out trick-or-treating. Make sure Halloween is fun, safe, and a happy time for your kids, and they'll carry on the tradition that you taught them to their very own families someday. It's logical. I am Count Zest.